Shalom Aleichem, everyone. Welcome as we prepare for Shabbos, our Shulchan. Once again, this week I'm talking on a cell phone, so pardon me if it's not as clear as usual. Let's try Avar in the beginning of the parasha, Avar in the end of the parasha, and see what that leaves us for in between. In the beginning of the parasha, we read, "Balakach mi damavet by at the Kayin." In dealing with Baraduma, takes from the blood the etzba'i with his finger. There's a drasha, I'm not sure the source of the drasha, but it's brought in the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Baraduma, Perek Dalet Halacha Dalet, brings Kibul Dama Bikli. Someone caught the blood of the Baraduma in a utensil, which is the way it's normally done when a person brings any other carbon. Possible. Here it would possible the blood of the paraduma. Shenema, as it says in the pasuk I just quoted, the lakach nidama be'etzba'ay. It's pasuk beyond the loy dekli. The mitzvah is to catch the blood with the hand, and not with a kli. But that's something that we learn out from this pasuk. The space for hakstava hakabalah, he brings a nice technical verse, but as you will see when we connect it to something we discussed earlier in the year, we end up with something absolutely incredible. Let's start with the technicality. Yes, Akash, etzba is a finger. Does a person catch blood with his finger? The lakach nidama be'etzba'i, I would understand if he takes some of the blood with his finger. Normally, people don't catch things in their finger. Because of this difficulty, he writes that the word yad in Hebrew actually refers to a part of the body that's used to grab things. To grab things with. I'm sorry, not the word yad, the word etzba. In the Torah, is used to refer to the part of the body with which one holds on to things or grabs things. Normally, the finger is used for that. But it's not just the finger. It's the finger and the palm right under the finger. The palm and the fingers together are used to hold on to things. And therefore, you're right that technically the word etzba can refer not just to the finger, but to the part of the palm directly under the finger, which is also used for grabbing. So that the word kaf, which means palm, is used to have reference to the palm excluding the finger. But when one is referring to the fingers and the palm together, the word etzba is appropriate. So with that, he says, "Balakach nizama be'etzba." He refers to the hand. So the palm with the fingers, the way you would hold liquid in your hand, is to cup your hand in a way that the fingers and the palm together would hold the liquid. Again, it's a technical answer, and it's a chiddush. The word etzba refers not to the finger alone, but to the palm under the finger as well. Earlier in the year, we mentioned the kashya of the Chacham Sofer in regard to the Haggadah Shel Pesach. In the Haggadah we read, what is actually a braisa, in Mitzrayim Laku Eser Makos, Al Hayom Laku Hamish Makos, we're taught that in Mitzrayim there were 10 Makos, but at Yom Tov there were 5 times as many Makos. So there were 10 in Mitzrayim, there were 50 at the Yom Tov. We learned this from the fact that in Mitzrayim it says, Etzba Elokimu, refers to the miracles of Mitzrayim at the finger, and on the Yom, it says Yad Chazaka, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused the Makos with a Yad. And the Yad is 5 times an Etzba. Therefore, if in Mitzrayim it was the equivalent of an Etzba, or 1, then in the Yam it was the equivalent of a Yad, or 5 times as much. This is what it says in the Haggadah. So Sefer in the Tshuva asked, if that's so, the finger is not a fifth of the hand. The finger is a fifth of 5 fingers. It's also the palm. The finger is about a tenth of the hand. So if the Makos in Mitzrayim were etzba, were a finger, and on the Yom was the Yad, it's more than 5 times as much. The Valdei Kash. According to the Ktav HaKabbalah, this will be answered, because he is saying that the finger is a reference to the finger down, including the palm. And indeed, the etzba is a fifth of the hand. So this will answer this Kasha in a very nice way. What makes this even more striking is when we compare this teretz to the words of the Chacham Sofer. Chacham Sofer in the Tshuva writes that perhaps the word yad, as in Yodei HaChazaka, and the Yamsuf refers only to the fingers. That the word Yad refers only to the fingers, as in the Tilas Yodayim, which according to many Rishpayim, is the obligation to wash the hands till the knuckles. The Machlaik is the written Rash, whether the palm is included. And we hold it's just the fingers, then we could say that Yad refers to the finger alone. And of course, that would answer the Chamsa's discussion, because in the Yad is the five fingers. So with that, we have an incredible set of opposites. Chamsa'ifer, although he writes at the Derech Efsh, right, that the word Yad may refer to the fingers alone. Hatzava Kabbalah writes that even the word Etzba may refer to the finger and all the way down to the wrist, to opposite understandings of a word in the Torah. So as I said, this is a technical issue, but something which taken together with some sites are actually is a beautiful thought. Zayis Kukas HaTorah. So many of the Rishonim already, the Kriyakar, the Rechaim HaKadosh, the later Ramesh of Yaakov, this parish to say, that Zayis Kukas HaTorah is tell us that really all mitzvahs of the Torah have some aspect of chayk to them. We need to mix this as if they're a chayk. Even where we can understand the reason, we keep this because it's God's will. As the Rambam says regarding the mitzvahs, She'enam Stichliyais, as he writes, I remember that the Nesivis, in his Akdama to Mikilas Esther, says that because Haman was the Keli through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a Kiddush Hashem, the miracle of Purim, Haman had a spus, and that spus is his great-grandchildren were Megayer and taught Torah and B'nai Brak. Because every spus, every good thing a person does, deserves the reward. This is an incredible limud that even in such a case, even in such an unusual circumstance, a person who is a Keli for something good happening does get reward. And I would guess that the reverse is true as well, as the Mishnah points out, that a person has to be very careful, even when he's doing things for Shema, to try as much as he can not to cause pain to others. Because Chalila, that itself, could bring about a retribution. That's two questions in this week's parasha. One, of which I think I have an answer, and that, I guess, forces me to have a second question. Let me start with the first. In Parakhov, Pasuk Tezayim, Moshe Rabbeinu relates, by Nitzhak El Hashem, when we were in Egypt, we cried out to God, and he listened to our words, prayer. And he sent an angel into the side of Egypt. What's going on? We say, Anibalei Malach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Egypt himself. Why does Moshe Rabbeinu say, Ayishlach Malach, the Yetzienu Min Yitzrayim? And this is a difficult question, and I was going to leave it at that. Then I had a thought. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did send a Malach to take us out of Egypt. The Malach's name was Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kadosh Baruch Hu's agent to take us out. Moshe Rabbeinu was not going to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent me. He wasn't going to speak in a haughty way. So he said, Yishlach Malach, Hashem sent his messenger. But really, it was him himself. And you're going to wonder, could it be that a human being is called a Malach? So I'd like to share with you a part that Rav Schwartz says. At a brisk, the minig is that the Baal HaBris says, not the Baal HaBris, rather the Mayol says, that Eliyo Malach HaBris, Hamayv Yemini V'Samcheni, Eliyo, the angel of the bris, stand on my right side and help me. The Kash of Tzavayef, as we know, it's awesome to dive into a Malach, also to pray to a Malach for help. How could the Mayol dive into a Malach? Now, Schwab answers that it's also to ask a Malach to help you. But you're allowed to ask a human being to help you. And since Eliyahu never died, Amayit Ayimini V'Stamcheini is an appropriate request. We see then that the word Malach does apply to a human being, to Eliyahu. So perhaps here as well, the Malach referred to is a reference to Moshe Rabbeinu, and that would answer this question. If so, I guess that is a new question. This question is a Rashi back in Shema Yisrael, Tezvav Pasuk Chafei, who tells us that the Parah Aduma, the mitzvah Parah Aduma, was already commanded in Mara. Knowing that there is some question as to the source of this Rashi, the Gemara doesn't mention Parah Aduma. The Rashi says it, the Ramban brings it in the name of Rashi, which indicates that it is not a Torah that source. And that Rashi holds that Parah Aduma was commanded in Mara. That would seem to contradict the Rashi in our parsha. Rashi says that the Parah Aduma is a kapara al cheta ego. It's a kapara for the sin of the ego. But what's going on? The mitzvah Parah Aduma was commanded in Mara, which was prior to the cheta ego. These two Rashis appear to be a contradiction. And with that kasha, I will leave you for this Shabbos. Next Shabbos, God willing, Bezus Hashem Yisbarach. I hope to be in Eretz Yisrael. I hope to speak to you at the same time, but from Yerushalayim Eir HaKodesh, looking forward very much. In the meantime, a good Shabbos, and a good Shabbos to one and all.